This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is time to talk about next year's Fort Smith Symphony season. And to do that, John Jetter, who is a conductor and music director of the Fort Smith Symphony, is with me. Is it time?
Totally. You nailed it. It's time to talk about the Fort Smith Symphony's 2018-19 season. And it literally is its time, as that is our slogan for next season. We love all of our concert attendees. We love our subscribers. We have so many people who have been coming to the orchestra for years and years and years, and it's great. We, for this coming year, particularly want to reach out to people who've never been to the symphony. It's time to come. People who maybe just attend a few concerts, it's time to consider buying season tickets. It's time to emulate so many of those other folks who, yes, get their symphony season brochure, and they go to their calendars, and they write in the dates. And it's amazing how many people tell us, we work around, as much as we can, symphony schedule. Really? You know, and yes, it is an absolute perfect season to enjoy us. And of course, if you're a longtime supporter, I think you're going to feel the same way. We have probably the most consistently excellent lineup of guest artists we've ever had. And we are responding, I think, as well as we have ever been to our audience's interest in hearing lots of different type of music, performing lots of different types of works, actually within one concert. So it's a real mixed bag of concerts. Our guest artists include Jubilant Sykes.
Well, yes, and the first concert is titled It's Time for Jubilation.
That's right.
And Jubilant Sykes is this amazing singer.
He's an amazing singer, and he's on our classic season opener. However, he'll be doing music by Aaron Copland. He's going to do some Nat King Cole, and he's going to sing some American spirituals, because one of the things that Jubilant is known for is his versatility. He's a terrific concert singer and operatic singer, but he's great singing, I guess you could say popular, the American songbook, things like that.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm, jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I spring fever, but I know it isn't spring.
He has an amazing charisma as well as an amazing voice.
He does. And there was, maybe 6 years ago, it ended up, he was kind of, I don't remember exactly, he was in the neighborhood sort of or whatever, and we had him come and sing a little bit with us at Christmas. And, you know, part of it is people talk about that all the time. When is he going to come back?
Yeah. Well, so now we know.
So, yeah, and he'll be great on our opening concert. A Time for Three is, they're just great.
They've been in here
trio.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, they are the busiest, along with maybe the Canadian Brass, are like the busiest symphonic pops group now. They're great. They'll be performing with us, sort of a mixed bag of everything from music from Hamilton to some Mahler. We'll do our sort of traditional slash non-traditional Christmas, which is a very mixed bag of everything from music of Miklos Rosa to, I think we're doing an extended suite from the film The King of Kings with chorus. It's like, yeah, it's typical golden era orchestral music. It's just great. We had such a great response from performing the Ten Commandments, music from the Ten Commandments, and Ben-Hur this previous Christmas, that we're adding sort of the biblical reference to Christmas concert, as well as popular Christmas pieces. January, we're doing performing Charlie Chaplin's score to his wonderful film City Lights. And I'm really happy to be doing that concert, because already in talking with people, particularly younger people, there's a lot of enthusiasm. And then you have other people say, well, that's not in black and white, is it? Yes, it is. And it's a silent film. Oh, bleh. You know, of course you have to go. I mean, it's really so many. There's so much from that era that's just terrific film music. It's great. It's great. Tony Dussert is a wonderful pianist and a vocalist. He's also one of the most prominently busy guest artists on the symphony circuit today. He'll be performing with us in April. A great mix, everything from Elton John to, you know, jazz
That's the classics. It's Time for Piano.
That's It's Time for Piano. Yes, these all, yeah, it's time for Jubilation. It's time for Three. It's time for Christmas. It's time for Chaplin. It's time for Piano. And then May is It's Time for Pictures.
Motion pictures?
No, pictures in an exhibition.
Ah.
Yeah, we're going to be performing a world premiere dubstep piece for orchestra. We did...
Oh, not another one of those.
Yes, yes. Well, we did a piece at Earquake a few years ago. Same composer, but he's planning a really huge project for basically like a dubstep symphony. There's a lot of interest in it.
Okay, I like this.
And it'll be a double concerto for clarinet and violin. The original, our first version a few years ago was triple concerto. And as they move forward, they're going to do this great piece. Michael McHale, who I think has been in the studios here, mm-hmm. a pianist from Ireland, he'll be performing Prokofiev's third piano concerto. And then we will be performing pictures in an exhibition, the Mussorgsky Revel. However, we are partnering with The Unexpected, 64-6, to create new
murals?
Artwork.
Yes. All right.
For those of you who know and love pictures in an exhibition, it was originally a piano piece by Mussorgsky, inspired by paintings, miniature paintings by a friend, Victor Hartmann. And of course, the idea is in the piece, it's someone going through an art exhibition. They're seeing these paintings, and that's their reaction. Fine. So, years later, Maurice Ravel, like many composers, loved the piano work and thought, boy, it's so colorful. There's so much there. I think I need to make an orchestral piece out of it. And many people, an orchestral arrangement. In this day and age, the Mussorgsky Revel Pictures in an Exhibition really has a totally separate life of its own. And for those of us who love it and maybe take the opportunity to look at the paintings that inspired it, you're listening to this huge orchestral piece. And then in all due respect to Victor Hartmann, you look at these small miniatures and you go, really? That's the Great Gate of Kiev? What a disappointment. Or, you know, that's, yeah, they don't match. The paintings don't match the you know, what Pictures at an Exhibition has become today.
Right.
So we thought it'd be a wonderful thing to do, and they'll be unveiled at the concert. And of course, it's such a big Technicolor piece that you need murals to be able to make it work.
They'll be unveiled at the concert?
Yes.
So these aren't going to be on the sides of buildings?
No.
Okay.
They're going to be, no, they'll be at the actual, we're still working out.
Okay.
There'll be probably a combination of actually these big murals. There might be even a few artists might want to do something more in the video realm to do this. And we're just basically, we're working on which artists, and it's going to be, can you do this movement? Can you do this movement? And I think it's a real neat way to revisit all this. And then in addition to that, of course, we're doing Earquake. And
Earquake brings classical music to elementary age students.
Yeah, to sixth graders, about 4,000 sixth graders. And that program has just been going so well. It's so much fun. Full orchestra, three concerts. And then we're of course, still doing the Cool Cats Jazz Quartet and Symphony in the Schools. We do have a new group for third graders called the Wind Wizards, and it's a woodwind quintet. And the idea is taking the theme of talking about the magic and mystery of music. And with woodwind instruments, one of the neat things you can do with them is you can play on them in all sorts of different configurations. You know, you can take a clarinet apart and play on the different parts of the instrument. You can take these instruments apart and you can play them in different ways. So we want to highlight the beauty of woodwind instruments, but also how quirky they can be and how fun they can be. And they're just, you know, there's so much you can do playing with the instrument. So I think that's going to be a fun addition to what we're doing.
Where can people find out so much more information about next season?
Well, season tickets are now available at FortsmithSymphony.org. And we're in the process of people who are renewing their season tickets. Their seats are currently being held online.
Gotcha.
And then for those who want, if they're new season ticket holders, they can purchase season tickets of what's available. And all the information will be on there. Again, it's FortsmithSymphony.org.
Well, thanks for giving us the preview, and best of luck.
Thank you.
John Jetter is the musical director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. This is a Monday edition of Ozarks at Large.